Hey everybody, you're listening to Table Talks with New Directions, the Domestic Violence Shelter and Rape Crisis Center of Knox County. We hope that listening to this podcast gives you an inside look into the world of domestic and sexual violence. Throughout these episodes, you will hear from advocates, preventionists, community partners, and even from survivors themselves. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello and welcome back to Table Talks, where today we have two very special guests who I'm excited to speak with. If you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves, tell us your name and what's your position here in New Directions.
My name is Katie Steele and I'm the Director of Operations here.
And my name is Lindsay Lamp and I'm the Executive Director at New Directions.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So if you guys don't mind, could you tell us a little bit about what you do here? You know, what are your roles specifically here in the agency?
Yeah, so my role here is I oversee direct service, but I also do like the HR and take care of like what the building's needing. But overall, I help support like Lindsay as an executive director and also director of programs.
Yeah, awesome. Keep us running.
Yeah,
we need that, right?
And as the executive director, I lead the agency and make sure that we are centering survivors in the work that we do, whether it's direct service, outreach, or prevention. And I make sure that we maintain our grants, our reporting, and then I just maintain also the overall staff well-being and make sure that our staff's a priority for us as well.
Yeah, awesome. So I hear, you know, I haven't been around long, but that these roles are somewhat new and fresh, that you guys have really taken on new positions, and you've been somewhere else in the agency before, is that correct? In the past year, you both had different roles, is that right?
Yeah,
that is correct.
Awesome. So what did you guys do before?
So before I was in this role, I was the youth advocate here for about 4 years.
Okay.
And then in July, I got promoted for the director of operations, so yeah, we've just been going along with it.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I have also been with the agency for almost going on 6 years, so in 5 years right now. And I was the director of prevention previously, so I oversaw the prevention outreach side of the agency, including the Teen Advisory Council and the social media, marketing, curriculum, all of that. And then I was promoted from Director of Prevention to the Executive Director in October.
Wow. Well, first of all, congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. Thanks.
And I think it's awesome. You know, today this whole month, we're talking about celebrations. Just looking back on the past year and how far New Directions has grown, you know, as individuals, like you guys in your positions, but also as the agency as a whole. So I know another big celebration that you guys could probably speak on a little bit is moving.
Yes.
Right? That's something to celebrate.
Yes.
And I'm sure that was such a long process. We'd just love to hear a little bit about that, what the process was like, and kind of what it's like now being able to, you know, reap the benefits of all the hard work that you guys put in.
Yeah, so the reason why we were able to move in July, though, is a result of our capital campaign that we currently are in year three, so we're starting that right now. But 2 years ago, we launched a capital campaign to connect and strengthen our community in the hopes that we could open the doors for survivors in more ways than what we were able to do previously. So we've doubled the capacity in which we can provide shelter, crisis shelter and long-term shelter. But we also have created a space that's open and welcoming to survivors and to community partners and those that we collaborate with. So we have a new building that we renovated. It was a long process and we're still figuring things out and getting adjusted, but it's created a space for us. But I'll let Katie talk a little bit about the move, because that was like her first big project as director of operations.
Yeah, So move's always difficult, right?
Right.
This was actually the first time that all of our staff have been together in one building. So
right.
We had two separate office spaces. So that was a big move no matter what. But
yeah,
a physical move, the team all came together and we packaged up our office and packaged up our shelter too, and we just decided it's time to happen. So it all happened within like 3 days.
Yeah.
We
oh my
a,
gosh.
You
know, I didn't know that.
Moving company, they came and like packaged, you know, moved all the heavy stuff for us.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of hands-on with all the staff that was here.
Wow.
We couldn't have done it without everyone, and especially like the community too. They were really welcoming for us here.
Yeah.
And it's just pretty cool to have our building be available for survivors, but also just our staff in general.
Yeah.
Everyone needed some space,
mm-hmm.
and we realized that it was time for the next step for New Directions. So it's
absolutely
pretty cool that we have this.
What was really unique about our move too is it happened at the end of June, so the last weeks of June, but our services never stopped. So we recognized like that we survivors would be walking into a place that was under construction.
Yeah.
And moving, and so we made note of that, but while we were moving boxes, survivors were being met within an office, and so
absolutely.
Survivors received the advocacy, the services that they needed, and there was not a gap in our services. They were meeting in the old space, and then transitioning right into the new space, meeting individuals, so we made sure that that was prepared and ready. We recognized that, like, meeting with an individual given a move in construction, like, isn't necessarily trauma-informed, so we try to make sure that the space that they were meeting in wasn't as in trauma-informed as it could be.
Yeah.
And just let them know ahead of time, like, as a walk-in, like, you are walking into a space that is filled with boxes because
right.
it's an opportunity for us, but we want to make sure that you are centered in receiving the services. So that was something that was really unique. Like, we didn't shut our agency down for a week for that move. That move happened while we were doing all those things. We also hosted a TAC retreat, so a Teen Advisory Council retreat, the day before the live move happened.
No way.
So we had TAC students doing their retreat, and then we had a unique opportunity that week, too, where our Teen Advisory Councils students invited our New Directions staff to attend a training with them. So Teen Advisory Council students and New Directions staff attended a training together.
Wow.
It gave us an opportunity to, like, recenter in preparation for the move the next day. But, again, nothing stopped. And
yeah.
everything was, like, upright to the wire. So.
Yeah, and for sure, when we got here, it was, like, ground running, though, too.
Because
yeah, absolutely. We never stopped. And so along with that, though, we were able to figure out what spots are going to be people's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We made sure that there was like two or three offices at least prepared enough in case
yeah.
there were walk-ins or just clients that we have seen or if community members have
mm-hmm.
to, you know, want to come check out our place.
Yeah.
We would be getting emails all the time. We were like, just don't mind the mess. We're still cleaning up. We're still figuring
yeah.
out how this all works.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
That's incredible, though. I think it really speaks to the heart of the agency, you know, because the work never stops.
Mm-hmm.
It never stops. And survivors are always centered, and you guys are really, you know, and we as an agency are really, you know, practicing what we preach, I guess, you know, we're walking the walk. And even in the midst of a move, which I'm sure everyone can say is a stressful time and a lot of challenges, you never shifted priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Survivors were always still there while still trying to enhance our agency as a whole.
Yeah.
And I think that's incredible. I mean, it's so awesome just to hear about, you know, because I wasn't here, so it's awesome to
yeah.
be like, oh my gosh, we were really putting in that work. Wow.
Yes, we were. Yes.
For
so,
us,
yeah.
it was just like, it's interesting to hear, like, your perspective of, like, wow, like, I didn't realize it. Because for us, like, we were just in it. So it's like, okay, like, let's get this
yeah.
done. Like, next
yeah.
step. Like,
mm-hmm.
and when we sat back and reflected on even just a couple months ago, we're like, wow, like, we all did that, like, and did it well and smoothly.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like we had a project manager for a move either. Like, Katie is still being the youth advocate at the
yeah.
same time as learning a new role as the director of operations.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
So she was figuring that out as well, and like what that was going to look like in preparation for a transition to train a new staff member. So it was a big first project on top of trying to transition from one role to another. So kudos to that.
Kudos to you, Katie. Yes. Yeah. And so speaking, you know, just about our space, do you feel like there is, you know, something in mind that this new space specifically, like, how is it going to enhance our agency as a whole in the future?
Yeah. One, we're more visible. So, and we are more accessible to individuals.
Yeah.
So we are on a main strip, and our old office space was, but it was a rented space. So we didn't have a sign out front that was like extremely noticeable like we do in this new space. It was a shared space. So individuals going in, they were like, hey, like, what door do I go to? With any rented space, like, you have that. This building is ours, and so anybody that walks in knows that, okay, I've made it to New Directions. Someone in this building is going to be able to help me and provide me services, where the other space wasn't like that necessarily. The other thing is having all staff in one location creates a more hands-on-deck opportunity and an opportunity for debriefing and teamwork and processing and working together and brainstorming. And through all of that, then we get to enhance other things that we provide. The additional thing that I want to speak to on that is we have space.
Yeah.
So we're not having to go out in the community and try to like rent or find a boardroom to provide a community training.
Right.
We have our space. So we get to book our own space and provide the training there. So then we're saving money to pour more into prevention and outreach and direct service efforts that way.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, it's not just one space. We have two boardrooms. We have a main floor boardroom. We have a youth boardroom. So our youth have a nice open space also to host their teen advisory council meetings where they're not on top of each other and trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
But then we also have a support group room space where support groups and smaller groups can sit and meet, and it's more cozy and welcoming as well. And all of these spaces are available to our community also to utilize. We just had someone reach out and schedule a board meeting for their agency with it, and then we had another outside source. Their meeting space canceled, so they asked if they could use it. So it's providing this gap in meeting spaces and this barrier also. Right. And we're able to use it for our partners.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with everything you just said. It's nice that we can use our building and not have to worry about meeting other people at other places.
Right.
I mean, it really helps for us because we haven't been able to have, like, support groups and things for a little bit because of, like, COVID and all that. And then people don't want people in their buildings.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see that in 2024 we'll be able to offer some support groups for all different ages too and expand that because that's something people want us to do and all that. So
yeah, absolutely. And I love thinking about, you know, I know the community can use it as well, but having these designated areas, Lindsay, like you were saying, like our teen advisory, you know, our teen boardroom, and we were just kind of discussing, you know, making it a little more homey, a little more, you know, theirs, and putting murals up and giving this space where people feel comfortable and feel like this, you know, I can take part in this agency as well because they are offering a space to me. And I think that's something that's so great that we can do that now. And that we're expanding not only in our space, but in our work, which kind of leads me to another question. I know that we are advancing our state level work, which is a huge celebration that we should be discussing from 2023. And I would love to kind of hear about that if you wanted to hit on it a little bit. Yeah, and what that means for our agency.
So specifically at the state level, New Directions has been a key component in some of the legislation that has passed at the state level, specifically centering around Aaron's Law. And so New Directions Healthy Relationships curriculum, which is a pre-K through high school level curriculum, It was created based off of a safe dates curriculum that is developmentally appropriate and a best practice research-based program. But we've made adaptions to it to meet our local community needs. And we also made it developmentally appropriate so that it can provide education across curricular and age groups. And so as a result of that, our state reached out to us and asked us to provide presentations on our curriculum to allow our legislation an opportunity to understand that in kindergarten, we're not talking about dating. We're talking about using your big voice and being assertive. We're talking about how your body belongs to you and what does that look like. We're talking about emotions and how we can regulate our emotions so that we're not reacting. And providing these really key components and skills at the social-emotional level for them that are foundations for healthy relationships. So when you think about healthy relationships, it starts from birth in which you're like bonding with your parents.
Yeah.
And then you're learning what like healthy interactions look like and positive interactions. But so through that, like when you enter school, like you have to be able to have these independent skills to recognize like I am in charge of my emotions, so I have to regulate them. I am in charge of my reaction, so I have to take personal responsibility for those.
Yeah.
So, like, those key components are the components that we focus on,
yeah.
But then we increase them. So as they get into third and fourth grade, we talk about more things. And then middle school, we start to talk about, like, okay, like, you're starting to develop. Like, what does that look like? What does healthy communication look like versus bullying?
Yeah.
What does permission look like? And so we start adding additional components into it and build up. And then we base a lot of what we do on conversations and discussions that happen in the classrooms as well.
Yeah.
And then at the high school level, we talk about dating violence and forms of that and what that looks like. We talk about setting boundaries, consent and permission. But we also talk about like how you can show an individual that like you stand for healthy relationships and nonviolence.
Yeah.
So through that, we got the legislation passed. OASV, our state coalition, did that with our support. And so we have helped provide training and other outreach and resources to other agencies across the state to develop this curriculum and like what it looks like. And recognizing that you're already doing it in some component. Most agencies are doing it at the high school level already. So like, if you're doing it there, like, how can you then make it more developmentally appropriate? Like, how can you market it to the school district so that the school districts are supportive of it and wanting this to be implemented? We don't want it to be another thing a teacher has to do. So how can we support the teaching staff in our school districts?
Yeah.
We want to, like, meet them where they're at and help them achieve their learning objectives. So that's one thing we do. So through that, I developed a training on how we can really adapt, adjust, and advance our work in prevention. And so we provided that training at a state conference, and it was well received. We had great feedback, and we were encouraged to then take it to the national level. So we're going to be providing that training at a national level as well.
Ooh.
And it's thanks. And so it's going to really be talking to individuals that participate about how, like, you can make small changes in what you do and how you approach things to overcome barriers and advance the work that you do. So that's a little bit about prevention. For our youth-led component in moving forward across the state, our youth, they're very engaging. So our Teen Advisory Council implements a peer environmental scan, and then that drives their youth-driven strategic plan. So they utilize data to create a plan to then implement their year-long campaigns and activities
mm-hmm.
with an end goal to see a change in data collected again.
Yeah.
That's not happening across the state. And so they're a model for youth-led programs, and we have agencies reach out to us And we provide one-on-one training on how to get youth and going in an agency, then how to develop a youth program, and how to start like advancing them and utilizing them. Like youth are powerful individuals, and so we have to make sure that they have a say, because it's them and it's being impacted by them. Like, we Absolutely. Don't know that. So we even take it where our youth, when we have changes in our curriculum, we present it to our youth, and then they say, like, eh, that's not relevant. Like, that's not going
right.
to work.
When we say youth-led, we mean youth-led. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's another thing. And then do you want to talk a little bit about how we're changing the gap and our barriers for housing?
Yeah. So in our community or whatnot, housing can be difficult. So something that we are trying to do is look at different housing options that we can. So we have, like, different housing assistance. So we do, like, the TRA, we have REACH. That's a different program that our clients can sign up to assist when it comes to housing, which can be rent for about 12 months. Sometimes it can be up to that. I mean, we're trying to close that gap on how we can be the best assistance with the housing shortage that we do have in our community. I mean, with our short-term shelter compared to our long-term shelter, we have developed a plan that someone could stay in our long-term shelter for a time, almost half a year, if they have difficulties finding housing. And then also our short-term, like, they have about 45 days to stay in there, so we can kind of assess what they need when it comes to what they need out in the community. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
I think something else that is unique and forward-thinking for our shelter and our advocacy is that we are providing the transition from short-term to long-term shelter, but through that, we're continuing to provide wraparound services for that individual. So advocacy might be a little different because it's not necessarily crisis now, but they need to still engage in advocacy and goal setting. So it's more like life skill development and how they need to develop certain things to be able to then move out on their own and like what that looks like. Our goal is never to be like, okay, like you have now met your deadline, you're out on
sooner
your own.
Later.
Yeah. We want to provide it, one, like increase their skills that they do have, but really the goal is to increase the confidence that they have
Absolutely.
To implement the skills that they already have to be able to do that.
I would have to say when our advocates work with a client, it can be a resident or it can be a walk-in client or ongoing client, but we for sure provide a lot of resources and also referrals to other places that perhaps we can't provide them.
Yeah.
So for sure, when someone comes to us, they're not leaving empty-handed.
Right.
It can be like for food. It can be as far as like a blanket for the night. I mean, we really try to meet them where they are. But also like what Lindsay said is to build up their confidence that they can go out on their own and do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to think of when someone comes and works with us, they're the ones starting over and not the person that has caused the harm to them. So we're working from ground level sometimes.
Yeah.
They may come to us with nothing, or they may come with us with a pet or something. So we're always brainstorming different options.
It's always changing, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I just want to highlight, like, we are smaller staff, and all of the things that we are doing at our community level up to, like, state level, it's absolutely insane sometimes, and I think it's just something that when people look at our agency, we're known in our community. We rarely say no. I don't mean that I literally mean that. I mean, wherever we can educate people or be, we're going to be, and we're going to find a way to how to make it work, too.
Right.
Because domestic violence and sexual assault and things aren't easy to talk about, and we understand that. So whatever we can do to push out the education, we're going to do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm just really proud of, like, what New Directions is, especially where it started and where it's at now. Like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, when you think about it, 5 years ago there was a staff of 6 individuals, and now we're a staff of 13 individuals.
Wow. Yeah.
And the reason why we need more staff is because of things like sitting around a table brainstorming and talking or providing a training. So, like, for example, like, I provided teens and tech training a few years back, mm-hmm. and some individuals from the juvenile courts attended.
Yeah.
And so then we got talking afterwards, just chit-chatting, and as a result, we realized that there's a gap that needed to be filled, and New Directions had an opportunity to do it. And so we developed the Parent and Child Education Program that we call PACE. And so youth that enter the diversion program out of the courts now come to New Directions and provide education not just to the youth, but to the parents.
Yeah.
So that's not happening across the state either.
Right.
Like, that's innovative. That's something that we're doing, that we're trying to start spreading the word about. Like, this might be an opportunity for others to implement and then
yeah.
build relationships with the court.
And you didn't know about until you had a conversation, you
yeah.
know? And I love, to your point, Katie, just talking about, you know, the referrals that we give and the work that we do in the community as well. You know, we don't think that we can do everything,
yeah.
But we do what we can. And if that means, you know, sending someone to another organization, we make sure that we have those partnerships within our community and those conversations with the people that come in our doors so that we can always be enhancing and changing and developing and growing. And I think that's such a great quality for an agency to have, is to just be willing to meet the needs of the people, you know?
Yeah, I think that's something like really is unique about New Directions, is that we want to support our community.
Yeah.
So we're going to connect with other providers, other community agencies, but we want to strengthen those connections always. So we're building relationships. We're talking to them. We're going to their meetings and sitting on coalitions and boards.
Right.
But also, like, they're genuine people that also care. So we work with them to try to help fill their gaps as well.
Yeah.
And brainstorm how can we pull together our resources to fill these gaps. Because when you're in the social service field, at the end of the day, you're really just wanting to help support an individual.
Exactly.
Find the confidence, find the skills, find what they need
mm-hmm.
to be a better version of themselves.
Yeah.
And we just will go and support and figure out what we can do. And providing those referrals and then asking, like, is there something that you need from us to help fill that gap? Like, through your services, like, how can we work together?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we think that's really important.
Yeah,
definitely.
I would have to say, like, we are very hands-on. So even, like, the committees we are a part of within the community or whatnot, some of us have some higher roles in there because we want to put New Direction out there,
yeah.
but also just provide what we can.
Right.
I mean, it's awesome to hear from our community members how impactful we are.
Yeah.
And also how great we are, too, because the work that we do is not easy. I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
there's other agencies that do a lot of hard works, and we give them props, too.
Yeah.
But we for sure take the time to take care of ourselves
mm-hmm.
And take care of our survivors. And,
yeah.
you know, in a crisis that comes in on one day, we make sure that it's handled by the time we leave, even if that means we stay a little
yeah.
later or we're, you know, we're driving things, places. I mean,
yeah.
we for sure don't walk out the door and it's like, oh, our hands are off. Like,
mm-hmm.
we're constantly
right.
hands-on when it comes to helping our community.
I think another thing that's also unique is, like, Katie or I would be meeting and working with a survivor just as much as anybody else in the agency. Like,
absolutely.
Advocate may not be at the end of our titles, but we will do what we need to and make sure that those individuals, but also make sure our staff and our peers and our coworkers are also, like, getting that and making sure their self-care is a priority. Like, that's a priority of mine, is, like, reminding individuals, like, where's your self-care? Like, what are you doing? Like,
yes.
who are you debriefing with? Like, you process this with somebody. And finding that encouragement, because the work that we do is hard,
mm-hmm.
and it's easy to dive in and stay in that dive instead of, like, taking a step back and saying, like, don't forget, I've got to recenter, and
yeah.
I've got to find self-care.
Yeah.
So we're also doing a little bit of trying to
yeah.
practice it ourselves so that we all do it together. We find time to, like, make sure that we prioritize, like, team building with
mm-hmm.
all of our coworkers and have open door policies. And you
for
know.
Connection is a big key here
yes.
at New Directions. I mean, we for sure make the time for that. Yeah. When it comes to every day, or if someone's out sick, we're like, I hope you get well.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's hard just to not gain those relationships with working
right.
with mm-hmm. who we work with, but also the work that we do. So it's pretty cool to work here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's also so great that you guys have had other roles in the agency
mm-hmm.
and you can really empathize with the staff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just on some other level and doors closed, you know, you have been in those shoes, you're still in those shoes,
yeah.
you know, you're not just going to take a step back. And one thing that I have definitely noticed and something I always celebrate is how supportive you guys are. Number one, to survivors, 100%. But also to the staff. In my short time here, you know, someone has always been there for me. If something is hard and you need to decompress, someone is always there. People are checking in on you guys. I mean, you guys hit on a lot of the things, but I think that I'm just very appreciative that you guys truly understand and you have been there. And now in the roles that you're in, you're able to give that support to the staff as a whole, which is great. So thank you guys for that.
Thanks for saying that. You know,
yeah.
we ask a lot of questions. Like, I joke with direct service and Katie and some of our advocates because I come from the prevention side of the world and, like, outreach, social marketing, like, so I'm learning sometimes right along the other individuals. Like, I have a great knowledge of it, but
yeah.
the day-to-day stuff, like, makes things change. So
right.
I like to ask a lot of questions, and they're always willing to, like, answer and, like, explain, like, their thought process. Because it's each individual, like, they get to make their roles theirs and not...
Yeah.
have us say, like, this is what's going to happen. Because it takes a lot of thought and, like, information and experience to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask lots of questions
yeah.
around here and
yeah.
get different perspectives and oftentimes, like, learn every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah we're constantly learning.
That
constantly engaging and learning, that's for
Which
sure.
Which is great. Which is great. Well, yeah, I'm going to let you guys go soon. I think that we have talked a lot about, you know, the past year and all these celebrations, but I am kind of wondering if, you know, one or two things that you are hopeful for or excited for in 2024.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things that I'm hopeful for. I mean... I'm hoping that in 2024 we can offer a good amount of support groups for
yeah.
our survivors with the space that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And also something really hopeful is that we keep building as a team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool to look at where New Directions started and where it is and where it can go
mm-hmm.
and what we're hoping it can go to. So
yeah.
those are the things
so exciting.
Yeah, so I have a few goals for our agency for the next year. One is I want our staff to update their strategic plan, like our agency strategic plan with their viewpoints because we've had such staffing changes.
Yeah.
We have 13 full-time staff and 13 new staff members in new positions.
Wow.
So everyone in our agency is in a new position. In a new role with
yeah.
new job duties. So I want to have individuals like create a plan for themselves, but also the agency from their perspective and viewpoint.
Yeah.
Because we need buy-in from each of us to then be able to make our strategic plan, to implement our strategic plan, and to achieve our goals.
Right.
So that would be one of them. The other thing that I am looking forward to is what new opportunities are out there for us. It oftentimes opportunities come from us brainstorming over lunch or in a meeting or saying, like, you know, like, this brings me joy. Like, could we figure out how to work this into our offerings or our, like, day-to-day or something like that?
Yeah.
So I think I am looking forward to the innovation that our staff will provide. And then the other thing that I'm looking forward to is having our 13 staff grow within their roles,
yeah.
gain new knowledge, make the roles their own, and achieve the goals that they have set and are out to achieve while centering survivors and providing education. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I think those were great goals, a great conversation. Hopefully next year we listen back in on this podcast and we're like, check,
yeah.
check,
yeah.
check, did it all.
Checking the boxes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but thank you guys. Absolutely. And to you all, thank you for listening. And as always, stay tuned. Check out our social media for some exciting things that are coming up.
Thanks for tuning in.